Welcome to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco van de Kamp.
I've been called Mr. Persistence. I guess that's my middle name. I know what I want, and I'm not afraid to ask for it when I have to. Especially for those who appear to be of a more indecisive nature, this assessment of my character might prove to be true. Because that's how the mind works in dualities. Things are either true or false, yes or no, dark or light, good or bad. It makes life easy, we think. Now, a word I'm less familiar with is the concept of patience. I know what I want, and I want it now. Or sometimes, I don't know what I want, but I still want it now. Either way, the mix of persistence, indecision, and impatience is a tricky one. Initially, impatience is a great catalyst for persistence. It keeps me going and motivates me to go after the things I want, particularly in sales, but probably this works in any job. Persistence helps you to keep picking up the phone and go after that next customer. You don't rest until they're satisfied. But when I don't find the results I want, the impatience takes over and kills my motivation. It's like the fire department coming out to put out the fire of persistence. I hear the sirens calling. Turns out that sometimes you have to let go. Giving up isn't such a bad thing. Instead of dealing with the messed up love triangle of indecision, persistence, and patience, or the lack thereof, I'm planning to let it all go. At least I tried. There's no need to label everything in dualities. I'm just going to be me for a while and see what happens next. Because why is it that you can call or text someone and they never reply back, but when you're with them, that phone is always in their hand? We're always connected, but never connecting. Now, usually I try to see the best in people, but recently I've seen the other side once or twice, and I've realized that I was overly optimistic with a couple of my visions. The sad truth is that there are some people who will be there for you as long as you have something they need, but when you no longer serve a purpose, they are gone. And that way of thinking and that realization used to upset me, but actually it's as awesome as a self-cleaning oven. You don't need to lift a finger as it takes care of itself. Just like baked on pizza and lasagna residue, some people simply disappear. In the end, people will only treat you the way you allow them to. If you want to be treated differently, accept no less than what you deserve. And in the end, that's up to you, nobody else. Accountability is a beautiful thing. And today, if you find yourself sitting on the fence of change, you're there because the path you've been on hasn't been working. If you want to change your life, you must first change your mind. There are no solutions when you only focus on the negative. So instead of dwelling on the things that aren't the way you want to in your life, you should take a step back and be thankful for the good things that are happening in your life today. And if you don't like something in your life, it's easy to blame someone else or the circumstances in your life in general. It's easy to do. What's not easy is to change those outside events and influences, since we have no control over them. The only thing we can control is our reaction or response to those outside events. It's the combination of those events with your response that leads to the outcome. So if you don't like the outcome of any situation, why not change your response to the event and see if that gets you a different outcome? It takes a bit of experimenting, and you might not get it right the first time. But this simple rule that I learned from my dear friend and mentor Jack Canfield of event plus response equals outcome always works. Now, with that in mind, give change a chance. You can always climb back over. Change may seem scary until you look back at your past and realize how grateful you are and how different things are today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com. And remember, live your dream one at a time.